It's Ash Hollywood with Ashaholics. And if you're listening to this, I hope that you're an Ashaholic and you're entirely addicted to me. But I have two girls that I also want to give you a taste of. Their names are Cameron Canada and Veruca James. Not to be confused with Veruca Salt. Because, Daddy, I want a squirrel. Girls, introduce yourselves so that people know your voices.
I am Veruca James.
I'm Cameron Canada.
And Cameron, you're from Canada.
Yes, I am. Toronto.
What's really funny is that you moved to LA and you didn't change your name to Cameron Los Angeles.
No.
Because people ask me all the time, if I move out of Hollywood, will I change my name? It's the dumbest question ever.
No, because I want them to know I'm from Canada.
A. Don't you know? And Veruca, you're actually from Chi-Town, Chicago.
I am a fellow Midwest girl.
Yes, we have a bunch of crazy little girls at my table right now, and it's so exciting. You two are new to the industry. How long have you been in?
I moved here in June, and I did some work before, but let's just say June.
Since June, it is now December, so about 6 months.
6 months.
And the same
you
for you?
Math.
Oh my God, I'm a porn star that can do math.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pretty good. I moved down here a couple months ago, and I started in the industry 5 months ago.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm fairly new still.
What was your guys' first scene? Was it as terrible as you thought it was going to be?
Mine was fucking awesome.
Yeah, definitely awesome. That's like why it continued.
Pretty crazy fucking sex, so.
That's great. Who was it with?
It was in Florida with J-Mac.
Oh, J-Mac's fun.
He is a lot of fun.
He's a lot of fun. Who was your first scene?
McBlue. So it was officially the oldest dude I'd ever banged.
He's old. Know,
yeah.
Do you know how many male porn stars I've worked with that are my mom's age? And as we're banging, I'm like, my mom would love you. You're my mom's type. Totally.
I love this what you
and
think.
And I call my mom and I tell her about these things.
I'm going to start thinking about that now.
No, seriously.
You're old enough to be my dad.
It's how I entertain myself.
Been there.
Some of them might, one might be my dad. That'd be weird. No, I'm just kidding. That's not even possible.
Just an uncle.
That's not possible.
Cue
at all.
The daddy issues.
Yeah. Are you guys in this business issues. Because you have daddy issues?
What daddy?
I like girls with daddy issues. Come
my
on.
My dad's a pastor.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's an
so
issue.
So you were the good girl.
I'm the good girl.
Kind of.
A good girl gone bad.
You know, I've always noticed that the girls who have, like, you know, policemen for fathers or pastors, they're supposed to be the good kids, but they're actually the worst.
Hell no. What's, I don't even know what good is.
She's a good girl gone bad. You're a bad girl gone good. But for sure.
So people want, so you want people to think.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gone good.
I haven't gone good though, because Veruca, we were actually out last night drinking our faces off.
I remember the first bar.
Oh, really? What were you doing, Ash?
We were really, really drunk. We went to Loaded, where I definitely went to go take a piss in the bathroom and looked around and was like, I fucked Aiden Ashley here. And then we proceeded to just get really wasted and make out.
Do you think you were the only one that did?
No. No. Not at all. Aiden Ashley and I have definitely fucked in over 90% of the Hollywood bathrooms, which I don't know if that's something to be proud of or not.
I'd be proud of it.
We've left our mark. Totally. I think we signed the wall at one point. So tell me a little bit about what you guys do in your free time. Cause I don't want to talk about porn. Porn fucking sucks.
Thank you.
I get interviewed about it far, far too much. So tell me a little bit about what you like to do besides fuck.
I'm a pretty avid whiskey drinker.
Yes. That's what I like to hear.
So I like to drink. I like to drink a little bit more. And
what about drugs?
I actually am, surprisingly enough, like not super into drugs. I used to smoke weed a lot, and I loved it. And then I hit this weird age where I got really weird when I started smoking weed. So, I still love it, but I'm a little bit more uncomfortable being in public with it. But I did also go on like a weird Molly binge a little while ago where I think it was a 72-hour 14-pill binge. And then after that, I was like, this is
Ashley,
why I don't do drugs.
You are so... tiny. You're lucky to be alive.
Exactly. Were you part of that?
I was not part of that. My friend Molly ditched me for that one.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't eat for a few days, and then afterwards I was like, this is why I can't do drugs, because I have no self-control.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good... That's a good
thing. At least you know it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But bothering me about it is like she didn't even share.
Cameron, my little Canadian, what do you do for fun? I've hung out with you before too.
Yes, I smoke a lot of weed. That's for sure.
It was really awesome when this girl was giving me her email. Because I'm like, hey, what's your email? And she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And it ends in 420. I'm like, you would. And she's actually saved in my phone as Cameron Canada. And there's like a little leaf after.
That's
because
awesome.
She's my little stoner.
Yep. I snowboard. I'm a semi-pro snowboarder. Well, was. I do it for a hobby now.
We need to go snowboarding.
Awesome. We do.
We really, really do.
We
were just
Mammoth
talking
yesterday.
About that. Well, fuck
it was
you.
Fucking amazing.
Because I was supposed to go.
I know.
And we couldn't find snow chains.
Missed out.
I did.
Next time.
Wait, say that again. I missed what?
You missed out.
Out.
What?
Out.
Out. Out.
Can you say out and about for me just for fun?
Out and about.
I love you. My favorite thing that hails from Canada is poutine. Will you tell everybody what poutine is?
Poutine is French fries with gravy and cheese curds on it. And you can put vegetables or sour cream. You can put whatever you want on it. But it's fucking delicious.
And they don't really have this in the U.S. You kind of have to make it
That's
on your own.
So sad.
And it sucks. But
you guys also don't have ketchup chips and Mr. Big.
Oh, yeah. Ketchup chips. Mm-hmm. I forgot all about those. We have them in Upper Michigan because we're so close to Canada anyways. I'm going to eat some ketchup chips when I go home.
Do it.
But when I was in Whistler, Canada, which is my favorite place in the world to snowboard, they have these little carts everywhere. They're like poutine trucks. And you can get them any way you want. You can even get them with like marinara sauce and like sausage and cheese. It's the best drunk food ever because
really
you walk
is.
Out of the bar and it's right there and it's just shoveling
you don't
it in your
face. It's better than when you walk out of the bars here and you have those women out there.
Bacon wrapped hot dogs.
I know, those things.
Oh my bacon wrapped hot dogs.
I've never had that before.
Do you know how many times
so
I've gotten really stoned in Hollywood and gone on a bacon wrapped hot dog journey?
Oh God.
Yeah, that'll be my next journey.
It's amazing.
So good, especially when you're drunk and you're like,
street meat.
Yeah.
Street meat.
The smell just wafts all over Hollywood. You're just like, how can you resist? It's so good.
Exactly.
You can't. You just follow the trail down Hollywood. So being here in LA, what's the most exciting thing that you guys have done? What's your most memorable LA moment?
Oh, man.
Ooh. Besides being here with us.
I'll tell you about my memorable LA moment.
Me.
Having to pee in a bottle because I was stuck in traffic. And this happens to everybody in LA. And it's really interesting because you're stuck and you're looking around your car for something to fucking piss in and you can't find anything except for a water bottle.
A water bottle.
Because they always give those to you on porn sets. And so I'm sitting there and I have kind of described like what I'm about to show you. But you're trying to figure out how to pee. And so, like, you lift your hips up and you can't, like, you can't get the bottle under. And so then I'm in this, like, gargoyle position, a lot like this. And this gargoyle position where my feet are now on my seat and I'm, like, holding this bottle underneath me.
While driving?
No, because it's dead stop. You're stuck in traffic. You can't exit. You can't do anything. And so I'm in this gargoyle position holding this bottle under my vagina. And I look up at my sunroof, which is like open. And this trucker's staring down at me.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, hi.
That's
And so I like finish and I screw the bottle closed. And I sit back down and I put my seatbelt on. I'm like, oh, I feel so much better.
That's hilarious.
A typical LA moment.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Exactly.
My memorable time, Huntington Beach and Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
The beaches here are pretty cool.
They're beautiful. I never really saw the ocean before, so
seeing
the
people
ocean.
Like that. Like when the first time you see it, like, oh my God.
Yeah,
it's
you describe
fucking
it as
awesome.
A type of person.
How is it finally living in a place where it doesn't really snow?
You know what?
You don't really have seasons here. And for me, that was a hard change.
It is a hard change, but I'm really enjoying not going out and dressing up like the Michelin Man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot better.
The one thing you learn to do up north in the Midwest and in Canada is layer. Layer,
yep.
Layer, layer.
Lots of layering.
Which is really funny. I just went to Abercrombie and Fitch, and their saying is get layered.
For real, that's crazy. It's totally true. It's not about like fashion or looking good. It's about actual
comfort,
functionality. Yeah.
Most Midwest girls actually dress like they're homeless.
Yes, exactly.
I've noticed that there's a strange fashion going on with leggings and Uggs and like really hideous loose shirts. They're trying to be fashionable, yeah, but they're not. And it's a great way to hide pregnancy.
Yeah.
Or just general fatness.
Or just general layers of fat.
It's the winter chubbiness coming in.
We like to call them, you know, snow cows.
Snow cows. I love that.
I don't know if you guys have heard this term or not, for like the big Midwest girls. We call them snow cows.
Snow cows.
They all want to murder my skinny ass.
So I got to ask you guys, girls are new here. So have you met a celebrity yet?
No.
No? Not even like a rock star?
Ash Hollywood.
She is a celebrity. She is the most famous person in her building.
Have you guys seen any celebrity? You live in Hollywood. I know you have to have met a couple.
This kind of ties into my most memorable moment in LA. So when I first moved here, my moving truck was late and I had no furniture. So I kind of just hung out at 101 Cafe and ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. Because I didn't know what else to do. So I was at 101 Cafe one morning. And I had just finished my breakfast, and I'm in, like, you know, whatever, slutty clothes, because that's what I have. Mm-hmm. And my boobs were, like, cleavage, like you see here. You guys can't see because...
She has great cleavage.
Oh, I can see.
Because this is a podcast, but yes. I always
have lots
of cleavage.
I'm speaking up for everybody. I can see.
And as I'm walking out, I look over, and Danny Trejo is sitting at one of the tables, and he's, like, staring in my direction, and I'm like, dude, like, is he, like, you know, enticing me to come over and say hello? And then it clicks in my head that he's just staring at my tits. And I'm like, that's even better. Danny Trejo is staring at my tits. Yeah, like, that's pretty fucking cool. So that...
Maybe he was looking at the food stain that you had down your shirt.
I doubt it. Guys get that look on their face where you know that they're just staring at your tits. They get that glazed over.
They get
over.
That glazed
see, not
over,
here,
like,
so
wanting
much.
Look.
Not in LA so much because they're everywhere. Tits
well, that's
are everywhere.
True.
We're all...
Yeah, I think hers are obviously natural.
Natural and don't see. And I'm exceptionally pale, so he probably was like, whoa, what's this freak of nature with lots of cleavage doing in LA?
Just moved here from Chicago. It's quite cold. I wear a lot of clothes usually. Yeah.
I don't see the sun much.
So that's your celebrity. That was your first and only celebrity sighting?
No, also, actually, the very first day I was there, I saw, who's the guy from, oh my God, I'm like totally blanking, from Jackass?
Steve-O.
No, the other guy, the main guy. No, the main guy.
The main guy. Oh,
Johnny
my God.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
It was on Memorial Day, and Johnny Knoxville was there dressed up in, like, a sailor hat and full sailor gear with his son, and they were singing along to Johnny Cash.
That's
and it was
amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I was like, dude, it kind of makes me want to cry. Like, this is adorable. This is a aww, precious moment. So, yeah. I had a pretty interesting first week with celebrities.
I'm trying to remember who was the first celebrity that I met in L.A.
Dave Navarro?
No. God, no. He was not the first, nor will he be the last, I'm sure.
Somewhere in the middle.
No, because my friend actually, it was really cool. When I first moved here, I had a friend who I used to go to school with in Seattle. And we kind of reunited in L.A., and his hobby was actually to be paparazzi. But he's this cute little gay boy. And so when he meets these celebrities, he's like, hey, can I have a picture with you? And like his cute little gay voice. And they always take pictures with him. So it's really, really interesting. And I would go along with him. And I met Paris Hilton that way. And a couple other people. There's actually a video of me on YouTube because I'm standing there in front of Paris Hilton. I want nothing to do with it. He forced me to go. And there's a shy little autograph collector like shaking, holding these pictures. And I say to him, I'm like, if you don't hand them to her, she's not going to sign them. Like, just do it. And she looks over at me and she smiles and she takes his photos and signs them specifically. And so I was like, there you go, dude.
That's sweet.
But it was really awesome having you guys. Where can we find you? Because everybody's going to want to see the cute little Canadian and the cute little girl who hails from Chicago who looks like my brunette sister.
Probably Twitter. Twitter, at Cameron Canada with one X at the end.
Not 420?
No, 420. That's my email. And my Twitter or my Facebook. But.
Her Twitter is XXX420XXX420XXX420.
420.
Puff, puff, pass.
Puff, puff, pass.
At puff, puff, pass. And Veruca, where do we find you?
Just hit me up on Twitter at Veruca James, all one word, and that will lead you to all the other interesting things that I do.
And no, James is not short for Jameson because she is a whiskey girl. If you ever want to gift her anything, make it some whiskey.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you again, guys, and everybody else. Fuck off.